Always look forward to talking to our next guest. He has been very kind to us over the last little bit while commissioner of the CFL. We appreciate him. He is Randy Ambrosi. It's been a important news week for the CFL. Randy, welcome back to the show. How are you? How's the family? How's everyone doing?
Yeah, my family are well. Thanks for asking. And if I can I ask how your families are doing?
Thankfully, no virus issues here, and that's really the most important thing, right, Timmy?
Yeah, I think we're battling through the way everyone else is battling through, but knock on wood, thank God that we're all in pretty good spirits and pretty good health as of right now.
Yeah, that's great.
Thanks
well, that's keep it that way. Hey, can we go to the Jimmy Hoffa thing? 'Cause I'm kind of focused on that now.
Listen, guys, Randy, I'll tell you right now, he's been in Milton the whole time. He's been in Milton, Ontario for decades.
You know what? I knew it. I knew Milton had to figure into this somehow.
Yeah.
Who would look for Jimmy Hoffa in Milton?
Fastest.
Boom. Right there.
Nobody. All right. Fastest growing city. He's got a velodrome. He's good.
Nice velodrome shout out, Mikhail. Very good.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Randy, I'm glad we could laugh here a little bit. I know that you've had some serious conversations this week with you and your board of governors and whatnot. League was supposed to start June 11th. It is not starting June 11th. How obvious a move was that on your end? Because, I mean, when we read it, it was significant. Obviously, we were expecting it. But how tough a decision at the end of the day was that for you and the board?
Well, you know, I think after a lot of deliberations, you know, just reading the tea leaves, it was, the storm clouds were definitely piling up. And I think we knew that it was likely we were going to have to delay the start of the season. You know, the fact is that in what we're facing together, all of us, delaying our season a little bit is not as tough as some of the challenges that many are facing. So I think we're just trying to, make good decisions on behalf of the league. But really, we're focused on playing on Team Canada right now. And, you know, let's try to get this crisis behind us. And then we can get back to all the sports we love. But for now, I don't think it was as tough as it might look because our focus is on other things.
We understand that, and we appreciate it. And I think the fact that most of Canada right now has agreed that we're all playing for Team Canada is an amazing thing. But as I look at the CFL and a big part of Canada, what's the biggest challenge facing the CFL as we kind of wander our way through this unprecedented time?
You know, really, the challenge is that we have more things that we don't know than we know. And you know, for all the modeling, and you would both appreciate that all the leagues that you're talking to every day are modeling and scenario planning, and you know we've got combinations and permutations, a galore. But in the end, they're just theories right now because we don't know when we see the end of this this lockdown and. The fact is that all sports are so much better when they're played in front of big crowds, and I don't think there's a sport out there that wants to play without the fans in the stands. So our biggest challenge is that we just simply don't know.
Right.
CFL Commissioner Randy Ambrosi here on Tim and Sid. Randy, the one thing I did think about immediately when I saw the news yesterday was, you know, that Regina Grey Cup was going to be something else. And you still have it scheduled for November 22nd. And I'm just wondering what your initial thoughts are on having to move the date of that. I'm assuming you're not moving it out of that location. There's no way. That's a hell of a week. What are your thoughts on the Grey Cup?
Well, you know, whenever you think about the Grey Cup and then you attach, the province of Saskatchewan, the city of Regina, obviously it was going to be special. And we still hope that it can be. It's a remarkable place, and you're right. I think anyone who's a sports fan should go to Regina and go to Mosaic Stadium and watch a football game. Because man, you will even if you don't know if you don't know what a first down is, just go and sit there. You'll never feel more Canadian than you will being at Mosaic Stadium. So of course we would want to be there. You know, the fact is that we are just having to wait to see what happens. And, you know, we'd like not to have to make any adjustments to the Grey Cup game. But we are definitely in a wait-and-see mode.
I've said before, one of my favorite sports memories ever was standing in front of Old Mosaic with Ron Lancaster. It was like you were standing with a Beatle in Liverpool. Like, it was unbelievable to see how many people came up to Ron Lancaster there. But you know as well as I do that it can get damn cold in Regina. And if you have to move it back where you're in maybe December or even later, is there a possibility that the venue could change and maybe push back Regina a year and then go indoors?
Well, you know, one of the things we've been talking about as just, you know, kind of we are spitballing everything is there's a certain point at which you can't use a number of our venues because, you know, it just the cold sets in. And the basic infrastructure in some of our stadiums just wouldn't function. So while it's, you know, while it's nice to think about playing games, you know, kind of later into perhaps even as early, you know, late as December, some of our stadiums just couldn't function. So this is some of the stuff we're having to analyze and look at as we consider what our options are. But, boy, when you talk about standing with Coach Ron, I played for the man, and I'd say to this day he's one of my absolute heroes. You know, what a moment that would be. I would have loved to have been standing there with you.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Growing up in Toronto, I couldn't appreciate what Saskatchewan was about until I'd gone there a bunch of times, and then one day we just happened to be shooting the breeze as the Ticats were walking in, and I ended up staying with them for about 20 minutes. And once it got around that Ron Lancaster, Little General, was standing out there, It was a scene like I've never seen before. It was like royalty literally was standing there.
Well, and the only thing better would have been to have George Reed standing next to you as well. But because the two of them, between George Reed and Ron Lancaster, they are definitely Saskatchewan royalty.
I would have got pushed out of there
better,
quickly.
Yeah, is to tell you that I sat in my locker after the 93 Grey Cup and sat with Coach Ron. The locker room was empty. Just him and I sat together. And by that point, he was not just a coach, but he was a friend. And we just sat and talked. I'll never, for the rest of my lifetime, forget what it meant to be part of his life.
Randy Ambrosi, CFL commissioner here on Tim and Sid. Commissioner Ambrosi, so many other commissioners around North America are so dependent on kind of how things play out in the States that they can't. It's so tough to forecast because of the landmass up here, because you're a strictly Canadian league, because the population isn't as dense. Are you more optimistic in theory than say a Commissioner Bettman or Adam Silver? Just because it's strictly Canadian, and if we can get our house in order and most people are trying to, you think you can get on the field at some point this summer?
Yeah, I would not know how to reference my level of optimism versus those other commissioners. I like to think of myself as being a pretty optimistic guy. So if we're having a battle of optimism, I like my chances. But, you know, just to be, you know, I think the fact is we still have a border issue. You know, we have to bring roughly half of our players, you know, across the border to have them play. We also, of course, have our global players coming from around the world this year. So I'm not sure how to frame that other than to say I still think ultimately we're all basically in the same boat, that we're trying to see how quickly, you know, this we can put the virus behind us. And I know listening to Gary Bettman and Adam Silver, they're saying the same thing that I think we're all trying to say. Our number one priority is the wellness of our, you know, of Canadians and Americans, and wanting to get this virus behind us.
Commissioner of the Canadian Football League, Randy Ambrosia, joining us here on Tim and Sid. I guess the draft would be the first order of business. How are you guys going about the April 30th draft that makes you happy and concerns you?
Well, you know, I think the part that concerns me with having the draft is, you know, obviously we don't want to be tone deaf to, you know, the bigger challenges that we're facing and, you know, Canadians are facing. Some of them have very sick family members who are in hospitals. We've got a medical community that are working day and night trying to keep us all well and safe. And having the draft, you know, we don't want to appear to be insensitive to you know, what real challenges we face. On the other hand, the fact is you've got these young, amazing athletes who have spent a lifetime dreaming of that day when they'd hear their name called, being selected by a team to play professional sports, and you don't want to take that away from them. And so we're trying to balance that. You know, we're still committed to the day. But, you know, we've said we'll just keep, we'll keep an open mind. I'd like to, if at all possible, continue with our plan to do it. Because, again, I remember for myself that day in 1985 when I got called by Earl Lunsford, who telling me that I had been drafted by the Calgary Stampeders and what that meant to me and my family. And I'd like, to the best of my ability, not take that away from the players who are looking forward to April 30th.
I don't think there'd be a tone deafness in that, Commissioner. Like, I know it's definitely a conversation, especially around what the NFL has done and continues to do, getting ready for their draft. I got to be honest, Commissioner, if you're doing it responsibly, and you would be, I have no problem with it. As a sports fan, and quite frankly, I don't think the criticism is that warranted. As long as social distancing is being respected here and everyone's on the same team, as you mentioned earlier.
We understand the distraction, right? Like, yeah, there is value to the distraction as well.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah, listen, I appreciate your offering that, because these are some of the things that we've been talking about, as we consider, whether we can do it or not. I still want to make it special. I think you would both appreciate, because you're such amazing lovers of sport, that, you want that moment for a player. You want that moment for their families and their friends and their teammates to be remarkably special. You want them to remember for their lifetime what it was like to hear their name called. So, those are some of the things that we're thinking about, to make sure that if we do it in that moment when they hear their name, that it's as good as it possibly can be given the circumstances.
Yeah, I think we understand that. Randy Ambrosi joining us here on Tim and Sid. He's the commissioner of the CFL, if you don't know. Yesterday, Randy, we were talking about a report that suggests that the language in your contract, your player contracts, could allow for a legal challenge if the season is canceled or suspended, and that your entire league could be free agents at the end of it. What was your reaction to the story?
Well, it's a great question. If we could get together, the three of us, if we could, we could have a beer and talk about it. seriously, my priorities right now, my family, as yours, as is true for you, your family's your number one priority, keeping them all safe and well. Mine, keeping our league safe and well, and all of our players, caring for them and asking them to do the right things, scenario planning about playing football this year when we can and when it's appropriate. Quite honestly, I'm spending very little time thinking about the CBA, because when I do, I got to spend time with a bunch of lawyers, and I happen to be married to one that I love very much, but I just assume not spend and focus my time on that. So honestly, right now, I'm really not thinking about that. I'm thinking about a lot of other important things, and I'm optimistic, because that's my nature, that we will be back playing football at some point again when appropriate, and kind of part of the healing process that I think we'll have to go through after this crisis.
Sports is going to play a huge part in that, isn't it? Like, I think we all realized very quickly, whether you're commissioner like yourself, Randy, or just fans like Tim and I, when this all comes back, the swell of emotion around sports in general, and hopefully there's fans in the stands if the officials allow it, this is going to play a huge, huge role, isn't it?
I think it is. I was talking to one of our governors, John Bean, from Calgary, and John is quite a remarkable person. John said it has occurred to him, while we know there are other things in the world that are really important. I think the three of us would agree, all these amazing doctors and nurses and, people that are part of the infrastructure of Canada that are keeping things running today are really important. But John pointed out just how important sports are to the psyche of our country, and how good we make people feel, and when they get together in a crowd and they cheer on their team, how cathartic that is in the healing process. And I appreciated John saying that because it reminded me that I think what you do, the two of you, and what we do in sport is, you know, again, it's not the most important thing in the world, but it is important. And it will be part of that healing process as we get back on our feet.
I'm not lying when I say this. I get emotional when I think about what we can do to honor the hero. Like you and I and Sid, we talk about sacrifice. We talk about strength. We talk about all of the things that you want in your sporting heroes. Our doctors, our nurses, our frontline workers, our long-term healthcare facilities. Like I can't wait till you guys line them up on a field and there's a standing ovation in whatever packed stadium that you're in, because I hope that we all remember what real strength and what real sacrifice means in a time like this. And when you mentioned doctors and nurses, we're right there with you, standing up and applauding.
Yeah, and you know, thanks for saying that. Like I agree. I think this is going to be a time. Maybe we'll have just a reset of an acknowledgement of the things that really matter to all of us. You know, maybe that's going to be one of the benefits that come out of this. And I think we're going to look at those, the healthcare community. Look, we got people that are, you know, that are keeping our economy going. You've got these grocery store clerks who are making sure we can feed our families. I mean, there are heroes everywhere. And I hope that as we go through this and we come out of this, that we take that time. And I'm glad you said it. I think we should line up those heroes in our stadiums, in our arenas, everywhere that we play sports. And there should be a moment or two dedicated to acknowledging what they have meant to all of us in this crisis.
There will be plenty of moments. You're going to have an official blow a whistle to stop the standing O's.
Like, yeah.
It is going to be a sight to behold when officials, local, provincial, and federal, and states down in the U.S. let fans be part of that as well. It's going to be there. I'm optimistic. I'm the most pessimistic person.
Randy's going to make it happen for us, Sid.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Randy, I meant when I said off the front, you've been amazing to us. Thank you for jumping on today, and let us know what you need going forward. And take care.
Yeah, thanks. And guys, thanks for what you do. It's always an honor to spend some time. And look after your families and keep the faith.
You too. Stay well.
Thank you. Bye now.
There is Randy Ambrosio, Commissioner of the CFL. And